It's episode 210, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 210 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy.
How you doing today?
No, I had to swim here today.
I know.
It's raining outside. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they say it never rains in California.
Oh, I know. Well, at least we're not like Canada where they want to, like, tax people for the rain they get. Go figure that one.
I don't know. I don't know about that up there.
I would be poor in California. They say it doesn't rain. No, it rains.
It's been incredible this season. So,
oh yeah,
glad that we have no leaks and
we didn't float away.
We didn't float away. We're still here.
Yeah, it's not 5 o'clock somewhere yet. We're not floating away yet.
So, what are we going to talk about today, Scott?
Well, today we are going to talk about the Southern California Guide to Kids Going on Cruises. I've got a lot of parents and a lot of adults coming up to me, and they'll say, oh, Cruise Dude Scott, what is going on with kids? I want to go on a cruise, but what do my kids do? And I love to tell them, you put them in a kids camp.
You almost said cage.
Yeah, you put them in a cage. Well, it is kind of like it. But you put them in a kids camp and you leave them there and they start smiling. So I said, you know what? Maybe this is a good time to talk about what youth can do 17 and a half and under on a cruise ship.
Okay.
Yeah. So we took apart Carnival, Royal, Princess, and Norwegian.
Took apart. You mean we
dissected.
Oh, dissected.
We looked into.
Okay, got it. I didn't think we.
No, we're not taking it apart like the Inspiration. Have you seen those pictures online?
I know, it's amazing.
Oh, and I look at those. Well, I'm getting sidetracked. I'm squirreling. But
yes, you are.
Have you seen those? If you want to see the Inspiration, they have it on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram, at the. I guess it's the...
There's a shipbreaking yard.
Is it the shipyard?
It's a shipbreaking yard where they break down the ships and take them apart for spare parts and melt down the iron and steel.
I saw the... there's a couple of ships there, but you could see the half of the word of Inspiration. And when they fly over the ship, it touches you. You're like, I remember going there. Hey, that's where Guy's Burger was. I remember sitting in that area. Oh, look, there's the swimming pool. Hey, that's where we did our video. And I'm sitting in the pool, in the water, eating the burger. And, you know, it's still like that. You know, it
makes you old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you survived you lasted longer than the Inspiration.
Oh, my gosh, I did. Thank goodness I did. I am getting rusty, but man, at least your sister hasn't taken me apart yet.
Not yet.
No, I just...
She will be.
No, I'm like the Radiance. You just got to put new parts on and then you just keep on going.
Shine them.
Shine them up and go.
That's it.
That's it. That is it. So let's talk about kids on cruises. Let's go for Carnival first.
Okay. listening.
So Carnival for decades has always been a family-friendly cruise, right?
I think so. I think that when you go on to a Carnival ship, it's kind of it gives you the atmosphere,
right?
Like, there we go. That's the word I want to say. The atmosphere is kind of like, hey, this is a place where you can have fun, let down your hair, and have a little bit of fun here, and the kids can get involved as well.
Right. It's kind of like, I would never say it was the Disneyland of the seas, but I always called it Circus Circus. Well, because when you go to Vegas and you go to Circus Circus, you have the casinos, but you also have that huge amusement park that was there before any of the other cruise or casinos had entertainment for kids. They had like the...
Yeah, Las Vegas was never a place for kids.
No, no. And that
before,
was one of the
before
first
Circus, Circus came, Las Vegas was never for kids. And so the bottom level, I believe that the bottom level is where they had the gambling,
right?
If I recall.
And then they had
the top
the
level
dome.
Was the...
The dome.
No, no. Top level was where they had all the circus events. And then they had a arcade area for the kids. Yep. And... what else did I remember?
Remember the dome?
Then the dome is in the back.
Yes.
The dome is in the back where they have an amusement park, which, by the way, has been added onto even recently.
Really?
Exactly.
I want to go back just because we're talking about it right now.
Go back to Vegas and check it out?
Yeah, go to Circus Circus.
Do we need to do a tramp tour?
A tramp tour. Oh, my gosh.
A tramp tour means Timothy Robert Allison Memorial Party.
Yes. Why did we do that?
Because my brother passed away.
Yes.
He loved to go to Vegas, and so we went to...
We did a tramp thing,
the Timothy Robert Allison Memorial Party.
Yeah, maybe we should do that again.
I think we should.
Okay. We went to Submachine. Remember Submachine?
It was definitely it was a fun time.
Yeah, we went to all the casinos that he did, and we were actually winning. We were putting money on his numbers, and he was bringing it in. Go figure that one, you know? Yeah, but I the tramp tour. The tramp tour. We're going to get some emails on that one.
Oh, that's all right. I just...
they just don't know. They don't know. I don't think...
Oh, you know what? I'll have to play you the voicemail. I got a voicemail from somebody asking about Tim. He needs to call this number because they're looking for him.
Oh my gosh! Recently,
yes, I found it on my. It was on my messages in my messages, and somebody found me, and they thought they could get a hold of my brother.
Well, somebody bought a car in his name.
Yes, I know that.
And we were like, you know what? Whatever, he's gone, and good luck in trying to find him.
Yeah, exactly.
And good for you, whoever did it.
Yeah, but it was really funny. I found it last night cleaning up my computer, and I just couldn't believe it. But anyway, I'll share it with you.
That is too funny.
Yeah, but anyway, moving along.
So let's speak
about. See, so you took. I'm sorry, guys. We took a diversion.
But
you talked about Vegas. And
is what Carnival is. For cruisers. I mean, you think about it. They've been here for so long, and they've always made it
accessible
for travelers of every age.
You know what?
Children, teenagers.
Yeah, it's a great way to introduce somebody to cruising.
Yes.
Who thinks that, well, cruising's for older people. It's for people who, you know, are not looking to, who, you know, I don't want to be stuck on a ship with a bunch of old people and things like, no, this is not, that's not Carnival. It's pretty exciting. They got a lot of fun things to do, and they're known as the fun ship.
Right. I mean, they have,
so it's
the
fun
Carnival,
across
the Carnival movies that like that. They call them the drive-in movies,
uh-huh.
but they should call them the CN or something. The CN movies but they have the dine-in movies.
Be very careful the way you say that.
CN?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I
go on.
I'm trying to think about it. CN.
Okay.
I'm not seeing into cabins. What are you talking about? I'm watching in balconies.
No,
that's on my sideline. Okay. Also, they have like the sports square, which you have the basketball, and you have now they have paddle tennis. You know, they have that there.
You mean pickleball?
Well, that was all right. I just aged myself. Pickleball. They have volleyball. They have putting ranges.
Let's talk about pickleball for a second.
Oh my
God. Can we do that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing, I teach that.
Do you teach it?
Yeah. We're the only school in the Santa Monica district right now. And what we did is because we have the basketball courts, we ordered smaller nets. And so we teach we teach paddle tennis, we teach pickleball, we teach tennis. So yeah, I mean,
so there's three types of tennises.
Three types of tennises. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think pickleball is the
it's popular. Paddle it has become huge.
It's
and,
yeah,
and it's pretty aggressive. It's more aggressive than tennis, I think.
Yeah, and they
and you got those balls that they're a little harder.
They're wiffle balls, but they're
They can sting you.
Yeah, they're wiffle balls, but they're heavier. And what we used is they have these larger tennis balls that you use with kids to teach them tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're using those instead because you could hit those as hard as you want and they're not going to fly like those, the pickleballs. Those things fly across. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But but now it's on cruise ships and that's really great. They actually, there's somebody there with a clipboard on a lot of these ships, and they are taking reservations. Now, the one thing is I do want to talk about ages. Now, we're talking about kids who are 17 and a half and under. Does this mean they could run all over the ship on any cruise line?
No.
Exactly. They still need to have parental guidance and somebody looking out for them. Why? Because I don't want them stealing my pizza. I mean, they're not going to steal your pizza, but you know what?
They have what's really nice, and this is across all cruise lines, is that they've put them into groups. So, for example, like kids that are, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, they're not going to be with teenagers.
No, not at all.
Okay. You know, and the tweens are not going to be with the younger kids. And so, you know, I think they usually break them up into groups of three different categories, right?
Yeah, am I correct? Different ages. And sometimes, like when your kids are on that cusp and they can't go to the next level, but they have to be with the younger group. Mm-hmm. That's where you get a little bit, it's a little bit harder for them, but they have to stick by the rules because Carnival, they do have kids club. And what you were talking about is Camp Ocean, Circle C, and Club O2. Camp Ocean is for wiping my butt.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Scott, do you have to bring that up again?
No. Well, sometimes that's why I go in to get checked out. Okay, so, but the Camp Ocean, a lot of the cruise lines will allow babies on board. But you cannot leave them unless they are potty trained. That doesn't mean that, they're potty trained, but they might have an accident.
Yeah.
You can still leave them, but then a lot of the cruise lines have pagers.
Yep.
So if you need to go back, you can go back.
Ah, okay. So all right. So this is Camp Ocean on, you're talking about Carnival.
Carnival.
And this is for the younger set of kids. So that would be probably, 2 to 5-year-olds?
Well, I don't know. Do we really discriminate now because there's they, them, this, and that? How about?
Well, I'm not talking about their genders. I'm just talking about their ages.
Some people feel like a cat. Some people feel like a baby.
You know what?
And if you're listening to this show and you do that, please turn it off right now.
Oh my gosh.
Turn off this show.
Send all your email to scott@cruisedudesmedia.com.
Hey, if you feel like a cat or you feel like a baby and that's what you want to be, please don't listen to this show. I'm going to tell you right up. Now, Hello Kitty, I'm all for that because they're great on cruise ships. Okay.
My gosh.
But now we're
talking. cruisedudesmedia.com.
Yeah, that's right. cruisedudesmedia.com. Okay. We're talking about babies in camp. Now, what if you're like a mother to be is pregnant and she wants to go on a cruise?
She can't.
Up to a certain point you can, but up to a certain point you can't. So you have to double check with the cruise line, and on that point that's why you get travel insurance so you could get all your money back. But that is the only really thing that you have to watch out for with kids is if you are pregnant.
Is if you're, wait.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got from talking about 2-year-olds back down to pregnancy.
Well, because a lot of people feel that at conception, you're human. So I don't want people listening to the show going, well, the cruise dude said any kid and I'm pregnant. No.
I think you're making a big stretch.
You know how many people listen to this show? There's going to be one.
Okay, I get that. All right, but we're talking about kids outside the room.
Tom@cruisedudemedia.com.
Okay. We're talking about kids. That's not my email address.
What? Oh, it isn't?
No. It's Tommy@cruisedudemedia.com.
Oh, see, there you go.
So anyway. No, what we're talking about here, Scott, don't try to confuse people. We're talking about kids outside the womb that are 2 years old.
Right, now
or
we're
above.
Going that way.
Okay, all right, exactly.
Now we're going that way.
Now, yeah, let's not try to confuse people. Now, I do want to say that you can actually get babysitting on a cruise ship. I want to insert that in there.
Yes, and they don't have to be in camp. They are not part of the whole camping experience.
I think you can have a babysitting service.
Yes.
And it's an extra cost, and I believe it's up to like 3 to 5 hours.
Right.
Somewhere around that range.
But you have to call to make sure and all that.
You gotta make arrangements and things like that. One more thing, going back about being pregnant and on a cruise and things like that. If you are pregnant and you want a cruise, be sure to check with the cruise line. How many months you are pregnant and be sure that you're able to go on the cruise and follow the cruise line's rules. Every cruise line has different rules.
Yes.
So check that out and be safe and have a great pregnancy, by the way. But
I see so many of that on the boards and you just got to
check with the cruise lines, and you know some of these things change all the time, so you just got to be sure to be aware of that,
right?
And that's all I want to say about that.
Okay,
but
so
anyway, going
let's talk about kids, the little ones that you're talking about.
Okay, we're talking about the babies, right?
The babies right now and how they can get somebody babysitting. Now, one thing that a lot of cruise lines are starting to go away from, though, is these huge, enormous, like limousine style strollers.
Oh yeah.
The biggest one is the wagon.
Yes.
A lot of cruise lines are going to tell you, you cannot bring the wagon. You cannot, it's too big.
And they can't have the walkways blocked at any point.
Well, I sometimes want to get to the casino and there's like two walking down the aisle.
Just jump over them.
I try. But see, that's the point I'm trying to get at. It's not about you. This is about everybody. You're there with so many people and it's the safety. If there's a drill or anything else, you need to be able to run fast. They have these traveling strollers that a lot of people do get. And yes, they are bougie. So you could get a bougie traveling stroller. That's something that you can do. Or you get the backpack that the dads, I love the backpack. Did you ever have a backpack?
No, I did. But we used to use is a, this will date me.
Was it metal?
No, we had... No, for Jeremy, we had the Aprica stroller, which was kind of like the first ones that had the cups and the holders and things
so
like
you,
that.
You had a bougie one.
Yeah, so we had a bougie one in the 1985, 86, somewhere around there.
Did it have the white wheels on it?
It had, no.
I'm trying to age you.
But you know what we did have when we traveled, we used an umbrella stroller.
Yes. Yes.
It's a very small, it was very compact and you could put it on, you could take it on a plane with you and you could take it in your car very easily. And it was very easy
to
travel.
And people are now like yelling at the radio saying, but wait, I have two. They make them for two kids now. They do have them. I've even seen it up to three.
Yeah.
Well, not really three. One's holding onto the back and they're pushing it.
Yeah.
But
the umbrella store was a very compact system.
It is. So
when
you're going on a cruise and you're thinking about, oh my gosh, what do I need? Take a look at the necessities and remember the aisles are only so wide and a lot of the cruise lines are going to start asking you not to bring those large wagons or the Escalade of strollers. You just have to remember.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I don't recall this. When they have they offer babysitting services.
Yeah.
Are they in your room?
Yes.
Or are they okay?
Okay. So because
I don't record it. I don't recall any.
No, because you go just ahead. Saw my kids were young, and you were like, I'm not even going to go there.
That's right.
So you like guys
I'm
later.
Not change Dylan's diaper.
You're going upstairs. No, I'm going to the office down to the casino.
That's right.
And you're like, I'm out. You don't want to see it, Tom. These are this Uncle Tom. No.
No.
No. No. No. No. So
you make it. You take care of it.
They have both. I remember Royal Caribbean when we went on that one, they offered it one time during the cruise where it was an open circle in the infant area. But usually you would be able to have them come down to your room and there's usually two of them or something like that.
Okay.
So you can, cool. But also if you're going to have that, why don't you get, the babysitter to come with you on the cruise? And they could bring
like your au pair.
What?
Your au pair.
Yeah. But might as well bring one of your friends or your brother-in-law or somebody who wants to go on a cruise, get them an inside room and just have them watch your kids too. So there's things you can do. Okay. So we went through the infants. We went through the little toddlers.
Now the toddlers have, they have like little, like you said, was Camp Ocean?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of games or what kind of activities would they?
A lot of blocks. And when you go in, it's very interactive. So they have things that the kids can touch. They have like the squares and everything on the floor. You take a tour right when you get on board. And that's for all the kids' activities. You can sign up online. Yes. But you have to go in. Personally go into any cruise line, Norwegian, Royal, Princess, and you have to double sign them in. So they'll get
double sign them in?
Basically, yeah. They want to make sure you're the parents.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of these areas, they have a double door, so they can't get out.
Kids can't get out.
Right, or get in.
Yeah.
A lot of them will have bracelets, and basically it says you belong to who, and that's how it is. So...
Kids it's really cool now is that Princess has the medallion. You can actually, track your kid anywhere they go. So, that's awesome. So, ahead.
Yeah. And like,
so you always know
what it is. It's kind of like that. It's like how Princess has a medallion and it's a GPS and you could actually track your kids where they are. Are they doing a pizza? Are they doing anything like that?
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
go ahead.
Okay, so let's go with the youth is really the same thing when they start getting older.
Like the tweens.
The tweens, they start giving them more. Some of cruise lines have PlayStations. They have activities both for that age all the way up to really 17 and a half.
So I recall, sorry to interrupt.
No, go right ahead.
I recall checking out the Discovery Princess youth center, and they had
foosball.
They had the foosball. They had air hockey. They also had ski ball. Yeah, that was fun. And you're right, they had like the PlayStation. Yep. They had the Nintendo machines.
Yeah,
computers.
Yep.
They had like a little mini library area where people could grab books, and they had beanbag chairs where they could sit back, and then. This one area also had a walled off area, but they had a hot tub there.
On the Royal ship, let's just jump from ships to ship because we're talking Southern California.
Yeah.
On the Royal ship, the one that's here,
the Navigator of the Seas,
they have a back right where the flow rider is. Mm-hmm. You walk downstairs, and it's an outside area for teens. And okay. I'm sorry, but man, that's the prime spot where like the Discovery would have the adult retreat area.
Oh, the sanctuary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the same type of area where the Royal has it for the teens. And they have couches, they have all these things there that they can do. So they could just go up the stairs, use the flow rider. they could use any of that stuff. So
now I have a question.
Okay.
And this is something that came up in my mind, and I never thought of it before until now, but what if the kids want something to eat?
Oh.
Because I never saw, in recalling going through all these places, I never recall, you know, hey, this is where we have the little cafeteria or a little snack bar or anything like that. How do kids get food?
Oh, let's go for Carnival on that one. Carnival in their family area actually has a food area in the family section of the Panorama, Carnival Panorama. So there they have better food that is in the buffet. But you could only get in if you're a family and you have a kid. So
this is like a family retreat area?
Yeah, and that's on the Carnival
Panorama. Okay, and now where?
In the family section.
Okay.
Because you have like the Havana area.
Yeah, I know.
And then the family section, I believe, is two levels up from that. And they have a buffet area.
Okay.
So
this is totally walled off area.
Yeah.
Only for families and for kids that are going to the part of the kids
families
program.
And kids and whoever's in that family area can use it.
Okay. So people who act like kids.
Right. Now, a lot of these kid camps, a lot of them cannot check themselves out. So.
Good.
So that is exactly what you said is how do they get food? They have their pizza parties where they'll go, all of them will go and get pizza. There's things that they do like at night or for lunch, but always remember, yes, your kids are there. Yes, you're leaving them there for like a camp, but they have to eat and you have to come down and you have to really, you do take care of them. They're there to provide care for your kids while you're doing other things on the ship. Like even for excursions, if you go off the ship at port, you could drop them off at the kids club. And they are in charge of them until your return.
So is this all cruise lines that do this?
I know Carnival does it. I know Princess does it. And Royal, they do it. I have not been on the Norwegian. My kids already aged out before then.
Okay.
So, but I believe Norwegian's probably going to be the same way if these three do it. And because you have Carnival and Princess, who are Carnival Corporation. You have the Royal Caribbean that they're their own, and you have Norwegian. So I'm sure they're pretty similar in what they're doing. Now, do they have music? Yeah, they have DJs inside these club areas. Also, if you're 17 and under, they do have times where they'll take over the nightclub once or twice during
the cruise. So there's spaces on the ship that they'll go around.
Right.
And they'll do it like a little takeover of this place and
or
have like a little party and ice cream social or,
pizza, so
like you said.
When you walk through the buffet, have you ever seen that? And the kids are on one side of the buffet and it's closed, but all the kids are there having their pizza party.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that happen. Yeah.
Or when you go to a theater, something to watch for the theater, they'll also have a reservation area where these
reserve seating
for kids.
Yeah.
And here come the kids with their counselors. Hmm. Now, are the counselors just hired and not screened? No, they are screened. So you have to have some type of child background to do it. You're not just going in and being somebody working with kids. You have to have that.
Have a background check and they're, everything's kosher.
Yeah. So that's
okay, cool.
That's how it is with youth. They're your, they're your family. You want to make sure that they're kept like your family. Now let's talk about what they can do. Let's go for.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. So, as you know, we have some family members that, are on the autistic spectrum.
Yes.
I know that one cruise line accommodates.
Yeah.
That would be Royal Caribbean, because I know of that. But are the other cruise lines accommodating the kids with
to a point? Because if they're severe enough where it's a one-on-one, I would honestly say talk to the cruise line and maybe you could get a discount or something for the third person coming with you. again, it's the responsibility of the family. And the cruise line is there to make sure that you have all the necessary arrangements made. But in the short of it is your family's your family. But I understand what you're saying. Are there people there to...
Well, do they have like activities for children that are autistic?
Yes.
So for example, I know that some children who are autistic, they struggle with sensory issues.
Yeah, that's...
And so like loud music or, you know, loud movies and those types of things are really not conducive. You know, that they're... It affects them. So, and so you see, you know, you see many autistic children with headphones on,
right,
and things
right.
like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just want to know if they have like a special, you know, a group of, you know, children together that are autistic. Do they work with them together as a group, or do they assimilate together with the other kids and try to make it all work together? Or do they have training? Do the counselors have training on how to, you know, work with autistic children?
I would say not necessarily, because that is a very specific training that you would have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is where it gets tricky, is you have to contact the cruise line to find out how far they can go.
Yeah. And I know that this was not part of our whole thing, you know, what we were going to talk about on the show.
Like,
but
like
I wanted to bring it up because, you know.
You could have service animals if you need a service animal. But if it's to the point where you have to have somebody there 24/7, I would probably say contact the cruise line, but if you're going with that individual who needs that type of care, then you're going to have to supply that. And there's also, though, cruises that are very specific to autism. They have the autism cruise. They have a lot of these things that they'll bring people in, or if they're deaf, they have that type of cruise. And I've seen them, the interpreters, at the theater, you know, showing what they need to do.
Right. So I'm familiar with the website, Autism of the Seas, on the Seas.
Yes.
And so if you go to autismontheseas.com, you'll find more information about how you can have a vacation with families living with autism, Down syndrome, and other related disabilities. And so check that out. And how you can still cruise and have a wonderful time. And this is a wonderful a website. I've seen it before. I've looked at it before. So check that out, autismontheseas.com.
Yeah, I mean, they do have it. You just have to check it out. You were talking about the nightlife and babysitting and all of that.
Go ahead.
A lot of them, what they'll do is they'll do late night hours. And usually it's for like early morning care for babies younger than two for an extra fee. The cruise lines have night owl hours where you can drop your kids off from 6 to 11 years and they can stay till 1 a.m.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? Having my kid come into the cabin at 1 a.m. would be kind of,
I did.
Yeah.
But see, at 11, you still have to go pick them up. They're not old enough yet.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
But a lot of the cruise lines now are really starting to bring it the time lower for like these teenagers to be running around. A lot of them are saying 12.
Mm.
They're starting to bring it down a little bit. So that's always something good. Now, if we are talking Princess has three areas. They have the treehouse for ages 3 to 7, the lodge from 8 to 12, and the beach house from 13 to 17. So all of these cruise lines have these things to offer.
So next week when you're on your cruise on the Panorama, I want you to go in and do a little tour of the
family area?
The family area. Okay. Take video of that, and then I'll be on the Discovery Princess and I'll do video and photographs of that, and then we'll put something together later on. Okay.
Now, the one,
what'd you think?
What the one thing is I'm glad you brought that up. Even if we do this show and we do everything like this, we're not allowed in there.
I'm talking about pre-cruise. Oh. Before everyone shows up.
Hopefully,
pre-cruise.
Hopefully you could get in there because, again, right when they start showing the place, they do not allow pictures. They do not allow filming because you're filming and, say, some child or somebody runs by. They're very strict on this type of thing. So I'm glad you did bring that up because, I mean, I do have pictures of the Discovery. Remember when it first came in, when we went and
yeah.
had a tour? I have those. I have the pictures of those. I have pictures of the Carnival Panorama kids area.
We'll put something together.
Now, the only thing I don't have is the family area. I don't know if I could get into there, but I could always ask and see if I can. I just might be able to do it maybe like 1 a.m. when nobody's there.
Yeah, you know what? Is that the area, if I remember correctly, was that the area that had the trampoline room or something like that?
No. Oh, let's talk about the extra activities like Sky Zone.
Okay, go ahead.
Sky Zone is exclusively with Carnival. On mm-hmm. I think it's on many ships, but the Southern California ship would be the Carnival Panorama.
Mm-hmm.
It's downstairs. They have a Sky Zone.
Mm-hmm.
The Royal Caribbean has ice skating on their ships. On the Norwegian, you have laser tag. You have cars. Remember that one? Remember the race cars?
Yeah.
All of these are age appropriate. So I'm not going to say you could bring your 3-year-old in to a Sky Zone, put him on a trampoline, and here comes a 19-year-old bouncing.
No.
There goes the 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Choo! No, you have to be there with their kids, and you have to, there's some fees that might apply mm-hmm. to some of these. So you just have to check it out. Or like the Mardi Gras, they have the roller coaster, right?
Mardi Gras, yes. Yes.
Mardi Gras has the roller coaster.
Carnival Mardi Gras.
And don't you have to be a certain age for that one?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Believe it has, you could, if you're 12 and under, yeah. you have to be with somebody that's 15 and older.
Okay. Or Royal Caribbean has the zip line. A lot of them have ropes courses that you can do. All these things that kids can do with their parents,
mm-hmm.
or you find out through the camp kids programs when they're going to go. That's one of the big things too. So like one thing that really irks me, I'm going to go for the irking part, is when parents don't sign their kids up for these camps and they let them run wild. I'm talking running wild in the pool area.
Mm.
They're running in between chairs. They're running and they're falling. They're bumping into people and their parents aren't there. And these guys are between 8 and 9 years old. So make sure when you're there with your family that you respect the others that are on board. That's the only thing I'm going to say about that, because I have kids, they would run around, do cannonballs and all that stuff too.
Well, I think it's a time to teach your kids how to be aware of their surroundings and other
yes.
people and how to be respectful of other people and space and things like that. And so don't, I would say, hey, let your kids have fun, but understand that there's limitations and you can't go in into a hot tub and start splashing around with other people around who have drinks in their hands and stuff like that. And,
right,
you know,
right.
you don't want to do that, but, you know, people like respectful kids. They like kids that have fun but are respectful and they understand there are boundaries.
Right. And also when we're talking about age groups, it's really a blanket all the way from Carnival to Norwegian. It's 6 months and above. But remember, they need to be potty trained. Well, 6 months you're probably not going to be. But 6 months and above is
probably. Yeah, let's talk about No,
you saw Dylan. He was like, I'm not going to have that stuff on me. I was about Ray say something else. She was like, I'm walking, I'm talking. I'm like, wow, I don't have to pay for diapers anymore. Thank you, girl. But these are things that parents need to figure out before they go on a cruise, before they choose their cruise line. These are things that you have to do your own the diligence and talk to somebody. Go call them up. Go on to the website and see what these ships offer. Because everything we're talking about right now is not on every ship. Am I right?
Right, right. Every ship is different.
Yes.
And, you know, the age categories are all different. They could be similar.
Right.
But, you know, we're just... And I would just say this, is that, like what Scott said, is do your own due diligence, because these things change over time. And, you know, things are added, things are taken away, rules can change, just all different types of things can happen. So, you know, this show ages over time, just like every other show. And so it's always good to, if you're going traveling with children on a cruise ship, go read and go to the website and read what they offer. And write down your questions. And if you have questions, reach out to your travel advisor or call the cruise line and talk to somebody, and they'll answer your questions in depth.
Now,
and so I think it's, you know, I think the most important thing is for you to be proactive and do this before you go on your cruise. Don't try to figure it out when you get onto the ship. You know, oh, we got to go and find out where the kids' place is. No, you should know where that is.
Right.
Because you read up on it before you got onto the cruise ship. You knew that the kids' place was on level 12 in the aft of the ship. You should have known that
right
way before you walked on board the ship. You should know what category they're going to be, you know, if they're going to be in the tweens department or the you know, the smaller kids level. You should know all that. But the thing is that what we're trying to do, you're going to make it easier on yourself and easier on your kids, knowing that, hey, we found a place for you. We found a safe place for you. We found a place where you're going to have a lot of fun. And if you have any sort of, you know, kids get uneasy being around unfamiliar people. And if you express like, oh, what about this? What about that? I don't know about this. I don't know about that. They're going to sense that.
It might take one or two cruises to get them to go.
Yeah. It might. Yeah. They may say, well, I don't want to do this, daddy. I don't want to do this, mommy. And I don't want to do this, you know, because they sense from you that you're not sure about this. And I think the thing is that once you, I think that's part of the psychology of the thing to, you know, have them know that this is going to be a fun time is for you just to give that expression of reassurance that they're going to have a good time.
Here we go.
Assure them.
Nurseries.
And they can always find you. They can always find you at any time. It's not like you're going away, off the ship and you're never going to see them.
They need to know that they
can call you anytime if they have a question or they just want to talk to you or anything like that. And you can say that, hey, you know what? We're just a phone
and
call away.
And they will find you.
And they will
find the crew.
The crew will help to find you. And so I think it's part of growing up, you know, it really is, you know, it's kind of like going to preschool. You know, just like now,
and
it's
with
part of growing up.
That's one thing that you just touched on is they need to find you. The kids can find you, but also you're going to be letting them know at the time of drop off where you're going to be. And I've had a couple of times. It was one of my first or second cruises with my little ones. They were not doing so well. So the crew actually came and found me, and I went back and got my kid because they were hungry. Do you know which one that was?
Dylan.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You know, and what's kind of interesting, and you bring that up, I remember Dylan when we were on the, I think it was my parents' 50th anniversary, and we would all come to sit down for dinner, and Dylan had her favorite meal, which is spaghetti and meatballs.
Ready right there when we got there.
Ready right there when we got it. Right, exactly. She would be served first for some strange reason. I don't know what it was. But anyway, she had them wrapped around her finger as always.
Oh, she did.
And
she still does. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. So anyway, she would get her food, right? And then she would say, well, Daddy, Mommy, take me to the kids' center. I'm ready to go play. Yeah. I mean, she didn't stay for us to finish our appetizer.
No.
You know, she was ready to go. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and she called it finding her tribe. Because those are the kids that, some of these kids, they still are in contact, and they're all from all over the world. And they're still in contact with a lot of these kids that they went on cruising with. Now, you were talking about age levels. Now, the Royal Caribbean has nurseries on board. That's one of the first ones. But a lot of the, I'm bringing that up, is you say you have to take a look at what ships offer what. Like the Jewel of the Seas, the Adventure of the Seas, they don't have nurseries on Royal Caribbean ships. Mm-hmm. So you have to contact them and find out, is this going to be the cruise for you? Or you were talking about what other programs do ships do? Do they have sensory programs? Norwegian has a group that is called the Guppies. And they call it for the wee ones. They like that, the wee ones, because they must wee. But they're dealing with sensory play, music, movement, all of these things. So all of these cruise lines have something for your kids to do. And just don't think that
they're just going to be running and bouncing off walls and everything like that.
No, that's for the parents.
No. And yeah.
That's for us. That's for us. We run and bounce off walls.
So the trampoline room.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of these cruise lines say it's just like their family time or their play areas is like recess time. You know, the kids enjoy what they're doing and they just have fun. So, I mean, there's a lot of things they can do. I have never been, this was before my time. I probably should have looked it up on this one, but we're talking Southern California. What activities would be for kids like that on some of these islands? Like, you know.
You mean Perfect Day at Coco Key?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what would be for Princess Bay?
I don't even know if.
That would be something maybe we should look into and do a follow-up on. Not the next one. Not part two. No, we did our part two.
Yeah. But no, I'm just saying, you know, I don't recall. When we were at Princess Key last year, I don't recall them having any program, but I do recall that they had like a splash zone or like a little pool area for kids.
Yeah,
on the island that was new, that wasn't there before. I know that they had
I don't think they'll take your kids off the ship. I don't think they will. I think everything is going to be done on the ship.
Right. But parents and their kids can go to the play areas. I think they had like a jungle gym and a pool area. And of course, you know, they could build sand castles and all that stuff like that. But it was an extensive. But it was, you know, just some place to play.
You were talking about also, what do kids eat? Well, they have the buffet, but every cruise line that I know has almost a 24-hour pizza place. They have the ice cream place. And you're starting to lick your lips right now. You're like, I'm going in a week.
I'm going in a week. No, 5 days now.
5 days. I go tomorrow. We're going to slap hands when we go.
We are.
Yeah. So, I mean, all these things are available for kids to do.
Cool. Well, you did a great job.
Yeah. So why don't we just transition to what we're going to be doing for like the next
14. Do you want me to play some music or something
like
that?
Let's do a little music.
Little music, little transition music.
Some tramp music.
Okay. Here we go. To wipe your nose and everything like that?
I wiped my nose and cleaned my butt.
That was too much information right there.
Okay, before we start talking about what we're doing, everybody knows about the bridge in the Baltimore. You know, the cruise
Francis
line.
Francis Scott Key
Bridge? No. Yeah, is that what?
the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Oh, yes. So a lot of the cruise lines are now going out of Norfolk.
Virginia, yes.
And so I just wanted to let everybody know, Royal Caribbean transferred all of their operations, base of operations, to Norfolk. So a lot of these cruise lines are going to start doing that. The one thing that did irk me, I'm going to just say it right now. These cruisers were so upset that the cruise line was, what were they going to do for me? I'm being dropped off and I have to get back to my ship. They're not even thinking the death toll or people finding. And I'm like, how insensitive can you be?
I saw some of the comments on the boards, and it's very distressing to see the insensitivity of people.
Yes.
Knowing that six people or more have lost their lives.
And they gave up searching. I mean,
it's a tragic situation all around. Over 500,000 people cruise out of the Baltimore cruise ports every year. And so that's going to change dramatically for the next couple of years. Baltimore ports are going to be closed until further notice. Cruisers are going to be cruising out of and arriving out of,
Norfolk.
Norfolk, Virginia. I understand that the Carnival Legend, is going to be arriving there, I believe, today or tomorrow. And they're going to be busing people.
Yes, all the cruise lines made arrangements for
to their cars, to their loved ones that are planning to pick them up. It's going to take extra time. Everyone needs to kind of chill and just understand, hey, everyone's doing the best they can under the situation they're under. And the traffic is going to be horrible over there for many, many months, many years. I hope that they can come up with some remediation for that area. I was thinking about it, with the bridge being out, is that, what they could do is they could build temporary ports,
for ferries.
For car ferries, that cars could go back and forth, that you bring a car on board onto a ferry and it would ferry it across the bay to the other side and run it 24/7. And that would be probably something to alleviate a lot of the traffic. And it's not going to be perfect in things like that, but it's going to take some time. It's going to take many years for that bridge to be rebuilt. But it's definitely going to affect the economy of Baltimore. It's going to affect the economy of Maryland. Long-term effects nationwide, I don't really know. But definitely we're all going to be affected by it, because that's a major cruise port, not only for cruise ships, but also material, cars,
everything,
food,
and
everything like that. And so we're going to see some economic impact on all of our lives. And so you have to remember that this cruise port and all the, all the activity that happens and all the, the cargo ships that come in, it is just as big as the Long Beach one. The Long Beach one that we have here on the coast. And when we were, remember when we had that backup where there were like 60 to 75 ships out in the ocean? They're going to have the same thing happen that we saw out here. It's going to happen out there, because it's just going to be a mess. And they're going to try to reroute them to Norfolk, which is huge. Norfolk is amazingly huge. But we're going to start seeing more of that.
And I heard that the Army Corps of Engineers are already on it. So that's something that will speed up the process and the red tape.
Yeah.
So that's actually good too. All right. So
anyway, our condolences to the families and all the people who are affected by this.
All right. So let's get into what we are doing. I'm going on the Discovery Princess tomorrow. For like 3 or 4 days, just going down to Ensenada, having some fun. And then both of us, I'm coming back. You're jumping on the Discovery Princess
on April 3rd, Wednesday.
And you're going to do the Eclipse tour.
Eclipse cruise, yes. And so I'm taking my whole family, taking my sons and my daughter-in-law and my wife. And the five of us are jumping on the Discovery Princess April 3rd through the 13th. So 10 days. I can't believe we're going to be on a 10-day cruise together. It's exciting. It's going to be so relaxing, going to be so much fun. And we are going to see the solar eclipse on April 8th. And just so many great, I'm so excited because there are going to be so many great memories made. And I've never seen a solar eclipse. Have you seen a solar eclipse?
Yes.
A full solar eclipse?
Yes.
Where we're in dark?
Well, no, not a full, it was partial. So this is going to
be a full solar eclipse, right, where it goes absolutely dark. So I've seen solar eclipses before, but I've never had a full solar eclipse where it actually goes dark.
And it's going to be completely dark because it's going to be out in the ocean.
Well, it's going to be completely dark, not because it's out in the ocean, because of the position of the ship.
Position of the ship, too.
No, position of the solar eclipse.
Well, where your ship is going to be, it is going to be dark.
It's going to be dark. And you're going to be on the panorama.
I leave on the Carnival Panorama on Saturday.
So that is going to be the 4, 5, yes, 6. Right. You're going to be on it on the 6th.
Yeah, so I come back on the 3rd, do some laundry, and then I jump on the other ship. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to do a podcast simultaneously. He's going to be on one ship, I'm going to be on the other. And we'll be able to show you guys our views at that time of, oh my gosh, look at this. So
if it all works together,
if it technically works out. Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be,
but you know, I hear that there are possibilities of things that could happen during a solar eclipse.
Oh yes. Yes. Can I talk about my conspiracy theories?
So go ahead.
Okay.
I want everyone to hear this.
Yes. These are the conspiracy theories I'm hearing from social media. One is we're going to have a 9.8 earthquake.
Where?
That's the San Andreas is going to have a 9.8 earthquake. It's going to take out San Francisco. Then a 700.
Wait. So something now is the 9.8 earthquake going to happen where on the San Andreas fault? Up in San Francisco?
Up north. Okay. So this is, I think this is a conservative conspiracy theory. And then a 700.
Why would it be conservative?
Because I'm not done yet. Wait till this.
Okay, go ahead.
And then it's going to have a 720 or is it a 780 foot wave is going to wash San Francisco away. That's the first one.
Well, they can get all the excrement off the floor.
Yeah, it's going to clean up. It's going to clean up everything.
Yeah.
It's going to have a fresh start.
Yeah.
The other one is we're going to have 3 days of complete darkness all over the world.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. 3 days of darkness.
So my solar panels are not going to be charged.
Yes. Yes. Because
my tester problem.
Yeah. 3 days. And yeah. Three days.
Okay.
Three days.
Go ahead.
The other one is NASA is shooting.
NASA? NASA.
NASA. NASA. Well,
go ahead.
Man, this is conspiracy theory. That NASA is shooting 3 missiles at the sun when the eclipse is happening.
Okay. And why?
That is actually true. But they want to like figure out something with the moon. They want some sensors, but that's the only one that's true. And then you have,
you know what's going to happen when it gets like within like, oh, like 50 miles or 100 miles to the sun? It's going to burn up.
Well, no, they're already saying it's going to miss and hit the moon. And then we're going to be in a really
big it hits the
world.
Moon and it's going to make the moon, put the moon out of alignment.
Yes.
And it's going to affect the tides.
Yes. 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 Okay.
Oh, gosh.
There's that one. There's that one. Okay. I know there's more. The rapture.
I'm going to give you
the rapture.
Rapture.
The rapture's happening. You know,
okay.
Oh, yes. The Anunnaki. This is actually Naboo, Nabai, or whatever that planet is. The ones that they always talk about. It's the planet nobody sees and it's hiding behind the sun. It's actually going to come out. And the Anunnaki are coming back on the 8th.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I love these things. You start listening to them and you're like,
do you know what I'm going to have you pack?
So I guess from the cruise ships,
I'm gonna have you pack a roll of tinfoil so you can make your tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat so I could have it on the cruise ship?
Yep. I think you should wear one.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of theories out there. And what I really don't like when I see this type of stuff is they're doing it for the scare tactic. And there's actually people who believe it.
Well, there are people that are very superstitious.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think people say this to feed on people's superstition. And they say things that are, you know, in the beginning, they say things that are, you know, that could be, that are factual or some have some element of fact to it, but it's only like 10% of fact.
10%.
And then it's just enough to have people believe, well, that's true about that. But then, you know, the other 90% is a bunch of, poopin' emoji.
Oh,
you know, it's just like, and so they feel, well, you know, they were right about this. They must be right about that. No.
So,
because somebody tells you, you know, something.
And you're not supposed to go outside.
You're not supposed
to. Don't go outside during the eclipse.
We bought sunscreen.
Because during the eclipse, it's going to turn red. And during, when it's red outside, you could see the demons flying. That was another
cool.
That was another one.
Well, I'm going to be sure I have plenty of of space on my hard drive.
Oh my gosh.
To capture
capture the wrath. But, you know, these are things that are going around, but yeah, we're doing our
cruises. We're going to have fun. We're not worried about all that stuff.
No, we're going to
Have really a great time. We're going to experience something that normally you have to fly somewhere very far away to go see a full total solar eclipse.
And we're very lucky it's happening over the United States. I mean, you think about it.
No, portions of it are happening.
Portions, yeah.
But it's not happening
It's going to.
Down in Texas.
Down in Texas. I mean, yes, it's going. A portion of the United States will have that opportunity. And it's one of those things that this is why we like to explore. You know, we go on cruise ships, we do these things because life's an adventure, you know, and that's what we want to do. So take that, and we're going to be on cruises. Follow us again. And is it that time? Woo, I got to go pick up my kids from kid camp.
And tinfoil too.
Tinfoil hat. I think I'm going to put one on Dylan. She's just going to run around during the eclipse. She'll be outside.
With her tribe?
With her tribe, chanting.
Will she get a new tattoo?
Oh my God, she'd get a tattoo of like the eclipse. Don't even listen to this, Dylan. Look, Dad, I got a tattoo of the eclipse. It's a black spot. It's a circle on your arm. It's the eclipse. It's a dot. No, that's the eclipse. Oh, Tom, well, you have fun on your cruise. I'm going to have
too.
Fun on mine. Until next time, I'm Scott.
I'm Tommy.
Until next time, everyone.
Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.